Well, Valentine's Day has come and gone, but there's never a bad time to enjoy beautiful romantic music, wine, and chocolate, and your sweetie, if you have one. And Marble City Opera has an event coming up that will allow you to do all four at the same time. They are presenting Chocolate and Wine this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 in a new venue, Modern Studio. And here to talk about this event is General and Artistic Director Catherine Frady Marble, and the man with the velvet voice, Brandon Gibson, who is also a good friend of mine. So it's great to see you both. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, tell us a little bit about this event. What's happening?
Well, it came about. Michael Rogers, Dominic Wyatt, Maurice Hendricks, and myself were kind of sitting around thinking, you know, hey, we're four guys. We're four bass baritones. We'd love to do something together at some point. And because Knoxville is a small world, we all knew each other and have known each other for a long time. Dominic and I went to high school together. Maurice, his grandmother, was the band director at our high school, and so we knew him from high school as well. And then Mike Rogers, we've just kind of known forever because he's Knoxville. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to do something together. And so we pitched this idea to Catherine.
Michael Rogers came up to me in choir one day, actually, yeah, because we sing together. And he's like, so we have this idea. And he told me who was involved. And he's like, we would like to call it Chocolate and Wine. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. You know, okay. Valentine's would be great. I've always wanted to do something for Black History Month in February. And so, you know, I thought February would be a perfect time to do it. And we were kind of talking about the idea in August, so it gave us enough time to, you know, to talk about it and collaborate and figure out what exactly we were going to do.
Exactly. All the pieces kind of came together. Holly Hambright, famed Knoxville chef, actually heard all of us sing at the Dogwood Arts Festival. Marble City performed there. And she came to me and said, if there's ever anything that you guys need, you know, I love you guys so much. I love the arts. Just let me know.
That is awesome.
And so said, well, hey, Holly, we could use some chocolate, actually.
So I understand she is the one who chose the chocolate and the wine pairings.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She is. She has crafted the delicious sounding creations. I can't pronounce some of the stuff, but it looks good.
Yeah.
I'll say that. And I selected all the wines to go along with them and is supplying those for all three nights. And then a fellow musician, Burke Brewer, her and her associate, Victor Agreda, came up with this wonderful idea, the Modern Studio, a new venue in town.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of said, we'd love to have you guys there. Sure. And so
we said yes.
That's awesome.
We had singers, music, chocolate, wine. Why not?
Venue and everything ready to go.
I saw the list of the chocolate and wine pairings, and it looked delicious. It was like six different pairings, I
yes.
think.
Exactly.
So, yes.
Six pairings, six chocolates, six wines to go along with each. And you don't have to make any hard choices when you come.
That's
you
right.
get all of them with your ticket purchase.
And so there are four singers and Brandon Kofer, the pianist.
Yes.
Correct.
What music will you be presenting?
A little bit of everything, honestly. Yeah. Each performer was allowed to choose their own selections. And so everyone kind of picked something that they like to sing, but things that they felt were appropriate. We loosely wanted to kind of illustrate various themes surrounding chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have some pieces that we've considered sweet, some bitter, some comforting, some sensual, all because these are things that, you know, chocolate connotations that stand out with chocolate. And so we kind of crafted our program to go along with the theme. And so we've also separated everything to go along with one of the pairings as well. We tried to make it an immersive experience as much as we could.
Mm-hmm. And different styles of music?
Different styles. We all have different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say the most operatic of all of us is Mr. Hendricks, Maurice. He has chosen, you know, several classical selections, some French, some Russian, I believe, certainly some Italian. Dominic is probably the lightest of all of us. And he has some delightful art songs chosen, just a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Rogers, as kind of one of the voices of Knoxville, wanted everything that he sang to kind of be a crowd pleaser and something comforting. He chose a lot of standards, a lot of Nat King Cole pieces, a lot of those type of songs, just the traditional love songs that you might hear at any romantic gathering. Personally, and this is where you and I intersect, I'm a theater guy, and so I chose a lot of musical theater pieces just because why not?
Yeah.
And what's great about it is that the whole evening you get such a variety of music, and each set has the variety also. So it's not as if you sit through one set of opera and then one set of jazz and one set of musical theater. It's all mixed up. So it's really nice.
Are you doing any group numbers as well?
Oh, we are doing some group numbers. Yeah. Those were honestly the most difficult to pick out.
Yeah.
Just because we're all different, but we're all a little similar. Uh-huh. And so we needed something. Okay, what can we sing together that won't just sound like, you know, a bunch of guys singing the same song? And so
and you're all baritones too.
We are all baritones, different shades within the baritone spectrum. So range was also another issue, but we chose two that we like a lot. To start everything off, I'll let the cat out of the bag. We're going to go ahead and start with My Girl, because who doesn't love My Girl?
Yes.
And any group of guys getting together should just, it should be a prerequisite that you sing My Girl.
I agree.
Personally, but I'll let the other one be a surprise.
Okay.
But, you know, just know it's
you
a crowd
You have to come
pleaser.
To find out, you know.
There you go.
Sounds good. So I wonder if you could tell us a little bit more about the performers who are involved in this production.
As I said, I didn't move to Knoxville until I was in the 10th grade, but all of us are Knoxville natives, more or less. I claim it now. It's been several years.
It's been long enough.
Dominic, I know, went to high school with me, and then he did his upper education at North Carolina School of the Arts in Greensboro, studied over there. Maurice also is a Knoxville native, also went to West High School. I believe he did his undergraduate work at Carson Newman, and then he did a little bit of graduate work down at Converse in South Carolina.
Okay.
And then Mike Rogers went to Knoxville College here. He's originally from Virginia, but did his undergrad at Knoxville College, and then did his graduate work at UT before going on to become a special education teacher. And so now he, I believe it's at Maynard Elementary, is a special ed teacher over there, and doing great work, but is also sung everywhere. Is on the board of Knoxville Opera.
And Brandon Kofer is also from Knoxville.
Also went to Carson Newman.
Yes.
I worked there for a while as well, and is now the music director at First Baptist downtown.
And he's the music director for Marble City Opera.
Excellent.
And Modern Studio, let's chat about this a little bit. This is a brand new venue in the Happy Holler area.
It is something that I was really very excited about. As I said, it was the brainchild of Burke Brewer, Victor Agreda.
Who is our Morning Edition host, in case you're wondering.
But they kind of saw a need in Knoxville for not only a creative space, but also a performance space that was something smaller in scale than either the Bijou or the Tennessee Theater, but also a step above the bar scene. Mm-hmm. We have lots of great, you know, performance venues in town, but they tend to fall in one category or the other. Mm-hmm. And so they saw a need for somewhere for acts to, you know, have their music heard that was not cigarette-filled, smoke-filled, and, you know,
where you can really sit and listen.
Sit and listen to the music. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of their goals. They wanted it to be a listening room. And then to add another dimension to that, they also wanted something called a makerspace, where creative individuals who have perhaps the idea, but not necessarily the means or the equipment to flesh out their ideas, that they could, you know, go somewhere where if they needed a MacBook, the MacBook was there. They could use it. Mm-hmm. If they just needed a room, the room was there at an affordable rate and kind of get their ideas out into the world.
Yeah.
It's already been quite successful from what I'm seeing online. Lots of concerts.
It's not like officially open until March, so it's really exciting to kind of get in, you know, a performance there before they have their grand opening of the space.
Yeah.
It's been something to watch and really exciting that now we can actually be a part of it as well. And I think it's really going to change the scene, not only for the bands in town, but for the local theater companies as well.
And Brandon, I understand that you'll be adding a title to your name other than performer associated with Marble City Opera.
Actually, a couple of months ago, Catherine asked me, said, hey, can you help me with this? And so I agreed, said yes. And so I'm going to be coming on board as general director of Marble City Opera.
Excellent.
We're very excited to have him. He has his Marble City Opera email account if you want to reach him. Brandon is a man about town. We call him the mayor. I don't know how many people know that. Sorry, actually.
We still love you, Madeline.
Madeline, yes, we do love you. Brandon is your assistant.
Honorary mayor.
Yes, correct, yeah. And, you know, he knows everybody and is really, really well connected into the theater scene and has been involved with Marble City Opera since our inception. I'm very excited to have Brandon join me and the team officially as the general director of Marvel City Opera, and I'm really excited to see where it takes us.
Exciting.
Well, I'm touched. Thank you. But always thinking forward, we should say that we're going to be doing Traviata here in a little less than a month's time in
March.
Same
dates, March 16, 17, and 18 at 7:30. Kept it real simple.
There we go.
Everyone can remember the dates.
This is going to be at a beautiful venue, historic Westwood.
It'll be an on-site production.
Can tickets be purchased at the door for Chocolate and Wine, or
yes,
they have to be
yes. We accept cash, credit, and check at the door.
All right. Well, Catherine and Brandon, it's been wonderful to see you both and to chat about Chocolate and Wine at Modern Studio. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Once again, Marble City Opera presents Chocolate and Wine at Modern Studio this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30. More information on the event can be found at marblecityopera.com or on their Facebook page.